Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So today we reflect on a deep and transformative hadith that connects faith, the heart, and the tongue. The Holy Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his holy progeny, says, "A person's faith will not be firm unless his heart is firm, and his heart will not be firm unless his heart will not be firm unless his tongue is controlled." What does this mean? It tells us that true faith is reflected not just in beliefs, but in how we speak. Let's explore how controlling the tongue strengthens both the heart and faith. So faith isn't just words, it's a conviction that must be deeply rooted in the heart. A wavering heart leads to weak decisions, doubts, and inconsistency in practice. So a person who gets influenced by every new trend without strong principle struggles to maintain their faith. And what we say, what we say affects our emotions and beliefs. Constant negativity, backbiting or lying corrupts the heart. A person who speaks with wisdom and kindness develops a purified heart. Someone who constantly complains about life becomes ungrateful, while someone who practices gratitude strengthens their faith. So control your tongue, otherwise it will control you and your future and your destiny and your life, on a whole. So hurtful words break relationships, while words of encouragement uplift others. The tongue can spread truth or falsehood, peace or conflict. A leader who speaks honestly and calmly gains people's trust, while one who speaks recklessly loses respect. So think before you speak. Does it bring benefit or harm? Avoid lies, gossip, and harsh words. Speak words of gratitude, kindness, and wisdom. Use your tongue to remember Allah, recite the Quran, give sincere advice. Tongue is a limb that you can obey or disobey Allah with it so easily. Why not use it in the best way? Why use it in like disobedience to God? While you can remember Allah with it, you can make others happy, you can say the truth, you can spread the truth, you can spread wisdom. So you can do a lot of good deeds with your tongue. Why not use it in a good way? So this hadith reminds us that controlling our words is the key to stabilizing our heart. And a stable heart leads to strong faith. Let's practice mindful speech and purify our hearts for a deeper connection with Allah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danesh, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.